I'd like to call the meeting to order for February 24th, 2020. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Linda, you want to do the roll call we got?
Russ Mann.
Yeah, Boyd Chivers.
Brian Brock.
Okay.
And both Carlton and Sue are both absent. We have approval of the public and non-public meeting minutes of February 10th, 2020.
You want to take them separately?
Sure.
Okay.
I move the non-public meetings, the minutes from the non-public meeting on February 10th be accepted as presented to us.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The minutes from the public meeting on February 10th. I move those be accepted as presented to us.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. Going to hold off for the public comment to the end. Old business?
Not here.
Okay, we have the public hearing on the keynote, so I guess we have to officially open that up as a public hearing?
Yeah, we have to adjourn our meeting and open up a public hearing.
Do I hear that motion?
You just did.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You have a motion to open the public hearing for the keynote?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did you have the RSA that we're supposed to follow on this? Is this it right here?
Yes, this is the...
Is there any particular format we have to...
Isn't this what's being voted on?
Correct, but we still, just like the other warrant articles that we did, we had to have the public hearing. And there wasn't, I guess, there was a scheduling problem with this at the same time. So this is the public hearing for that. This is basically, boy, just information on what it helps out with.
Okay.
School and...
And we get, every town gets something even though they're not holding...
Correct. You don't have to be a participant to receive it. It's just like any of the... The other...
This is on the warrant because of a citizen's petition.
Correct, because the board did not support putting it in.
So is there, I guess the question is...
Yeah, is there anybody out there that has any comment for, against the keynote? Any input at all?
Move to close the public hearing?
Second.
All in favor of closing the public hearing on the keynote?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. So now we can reopen?
Move to reopen the selectmen's meeting?
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
First item is the Agricultural Commission appointment of a new member. Matt, did you want to speak to that or?
Yeah, I just put in a letter there. Debbie Graff had to resign her position as a voting member of the Agriculture Commission because of a new job and a change in schedule. Her term runs until March of 2022. What the commission would recommend would be to place Robin Bergato, who has been an alternate for the last year and has also acted as our secretary, into the position of a voting member.
She's not here?
She is not.
Okay.
She couldn't come in tonight. She works on Mondays. And I think there might have been some confusion when she take, if assuming that you folks approve that and she takes her position, that will create an alternate position, which we then will make a recommendation for.
At some later date?
Yeah, our next meeting will be next Thursday.
Okay.
And we would intend to do that.
I'll move to accept the recommendation from the Agricultural Commission.
To appoint Robert Vergato.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Seeing none? You have a vote?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? No. Seeing none?
Good.
Unanimous. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Leo Champagne, discussion on the intersection of Chester Road and Main Street.
My name's Leo Champagne. I live at 201 Crowley Road. I've been a resident for 13 plus years here. And I just want to talk about that intersection. In the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, we know our town's grown quite a bit, and with growth comes more traffic. And I've been at that corner many a times and seen and been in near misses on my car and my motorcycle. 2 weeks from tomorrow, I was at the stop sign, left, right, left. By the time I pulled on to Main Street, a pickup truck come over the hill, less than 2 feet away from my bumper. The kid in the passenger seat actually put his hands on his head like this and went,
yep.
That's how close he was to my car.
Yep.
Was that vehicle going, continuing on Main Street, or was it turning?
Yes. So within 5 to 10 seconds after I made the turn, he was right on my tail.
Yep.
So what I'm asking you to look into is a convex mirror on a telephone pole. I believe it's 245 Main Street, the house. And it would give us drivers a chance to see what was coming over the hill. Because, I mean, it's getting really crazy over there.
So is that Charlie Wheeler's house?
Right. I think so, yeah.
So would that give you a view of the top of the hill? It would?
Yeah.
More so than when you pull up?
The pole is right on the knoll.
Yeah.
Right.
So when we pull up, we'll be able to see that way.
Oh, see beyond that?
That's correct.
Knoll.
That's correct.
I get you.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I get you.
Hopefully you guys can make a decision and, somewhat safe for our drivers going on that corner.
I think we're all being supportive that way. We probably have to write a letter to the state.
Yeah, well, I get that. I mean, I just wanted to voice my concern. I mean, this all happened within 5 to 10 seconds. He was right on my ass.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been in many, I'd pull out and somebody come down and I'd just barely make the turn and they'd go by, but I feel it's a very dangerous corner.
Sure.
No, it is, and it's only going to get worse if that development on Crowley Road goes in.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I mean, it's one of those things where we keep growing and we get more traffic, and I just like to see something there before somebody either gets really injured or killed.
Sure.
Because I've lived in Manchester all my life, and I've seen accidents happen at four ways, and it took a death to put in a light, stop signs, or what have you. And that's just, for me, that's not the way to go.
Yeah.
What question? I mean,
Dennis, can you hold on? I wanted to get some input from Dennis.
Yeah, we've been after the state for a long time. They've been aware of this intersection through the Crowley Road discussions from way back when the other two developers were on Crowley Road. And there's been all kinds of suggestions made, but they haven't done a thing. I mean, there's been some discussion about blinking lights there, on Main Street going towards Chester Road, to let people know that when you fly over that hill, somebody can be pulling out. With a truck, it's impossible. A loaded truck, cross your fingers, nobody's coming, you try to make a run for it at 2 miles an hour trying to turn on there. It's bad.
Yeah.
I don't even use that intersection anymore.
Yeah, she goes down Brown Road.
I do Brown
can
Road
you,
now.
Can she give her name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ruthie and Champagne.
Just for the records.
Okay.
So, do you think, is that something that you could discuss with them to see if we'll do it?
I think it should come from the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm willing to work with them. But, if we've been at this one for a long time.
We don't necessarily have to ask them to do it. I mean, if they don't want to do it, we could do it.
As far as the mirror goes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, because
we can't. I don't know if we can put one on a telephone pole, but we can just put our own pole and put a mirror on.
We still have to get permission from DOT that it's okay
because
to do
it's
it.
It's in there right away.
Correct.
So, but yeah, I mean, the board should write a letter to DOT and then so it's got some teeth behind it.
Well, why don't we write a letter to DOT and ask them for to put up there, and if they're not, if they're reluctant to do that, why don't we just do it ourselves? Ask for permission to put it up in there right away. Could that mirror be expensive?
Oh, no, they aren't very expensive.
I think I Googled it. I think one of them I saw was like $160 or something. I don't know if that's the size of it, right. But it was...
It's cheap money if it protects somebody,
this
you know?
This is what I'm getting at. I mean, I think... What's that?
Probably costs more for the pole.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it isn't a big money at all.
Right. Yeah.
Russ had a question, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, is there another fix that we'd like to have in that at this present time, you know, the mirror, but what about if when they come over the hill, there's a stop sign, they have to stop.
Oh, I think that would be
That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I just think
I don't, personally, I don't think
the easiest way out would be to put a mirror in,
right.
Just to give us something to look for.
Sure.
I don't think a blinking light or two more stop signs.
I agree.
I don't think that's going to work, especially coming down over that hill. I mean, even in the winter time, somebody comes down over the hill, it's got to stop. You go right through the stop sign.
Right.
Well, you know. Yeah, I mean, if it's icy, yes, but they should be aware.
Well, people should be aware of somebody's trying to come out there to begin with.
Exactly.
And nobody's, they don't care because they have the right of way going right through.
You can't prevent stupidity. Sorry.
Well, that's to prevent the right of way is, my thought was a stop sign, you're stopping them. And they have, and they'll run stops. Yes, I can understand that, but where are we going to have, if we're talking about anything happening down the road, it's going to be new people. They don't know what's happening.
Right.
Do they look at a mirror? I mean,
well, I
it's
mean,
all
it,
a question.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to put a stop sign in, I'm okay. Believe me, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with either one you guys want to do. I just feel that there should be something there to prevent something drastically go wrong.
Well,
okay.
What I'd like, you know, the mirror idea is to handle it right now, and basically we're telling the state we have the permission to do that, and now because of the how dangerous this intersection is, would you please reinvestigate it and come up with a more suitable solution, if you want. I'm in that manner trying to tell the
state.
Well,
like Dennis said, that we've already had a discussion with the developer out there, and it was left where they knew they had to meet with the state because Winchester Road is a state road in Masonry. All that's going to be impacted too if that development goes through. So, I mean, all those things are going to be addressed at some point down the road here.
But what we're saying, what I'm saying
the
is the select board contacts the state and stating there is a problem here, this has to be addressed, not waiting till there's a development or no development. That's what I'm saying at this point.
Well, why don't we start with this suggestion see where we can get with that and just keep going from there. Stop with that is my point.
Right.
Does that letter go to SNAP or does that go to the District 5?
No, it's
got to
go. I'll give you the name.
Okay.
Perfect. You give it to Linda.
Yeah.
And we'll get a letter out to
Dean?
Just an FYI, it's not the end of, you might, if there's a pole there, public service, if it's public service and telephones, they might give you permission.
Right.
We made out the application for all the flags, and we went through the right channels to get the flags up, and they gave us permission to do that.
Right.
If you just put it up, they'd be upset.
Right.
But if the pole happens to be in a good spot,
right there,
might be worth asking them if you could put it and say, having to put up a pole.
Do you have that address where you sent the request?
I can get it.
Do that too?
Because they're not so concerned about climbing poles like they used to be.
Right. Yeah, to climb around this thing.
Well,
Something else in the right of way. This is eliminating something else being added into the right of way.
Sure.
Okay. Right. We'll do that, Leo. Is that acceptable?
Okay, Leo.
And we'll try to get an answer back here within a couple of weeks or some reasonable amount of time.
We'll let you know.
That'd be questionable.
Or you'll see the mirror.
Whatever you put up there is going to help.
Right.
No.
Definitely going to help the situation out. And I can't reiterate, I just hate to see a severe accident or a death and then have something done about it.
Right.
Let's be proactive here. And I know you said
it.
I know that. I've been here for the Crowley Woods thing. I know it's been going through.
Is there a caution sign before coming to that intersection?
What's that?
Is there a caution sign?
No.
No.
No, I mean for people coming from the 101. So we don't even mark it in that manner. And that's, so.
Okay.
But like I said, even if you mark it, I don't think people are gonna realize.
No, I don't.
No, I always hear that argument, but what I'm saying is for that person that's gonna ignore something, they're always gonna ignore it. But what about the 10 people that see it and it is prevents something from happening? That's the other fact.
The other thing is that, people should know this. If most of the people who travel Main Street are from the town of Candia.
Right.
So they should know coming down that hill, it's a bad intersection.
And everybody that travels Main Street going that way went the other way in the morning.
Exactly. Exactly.
They came out of Pat Mill Road.
They know the lay of the land.
They went by that same.
Yeah, they know the lay of the land.
They know it's them.
All right, we'll do that and we'll try to get back to Leo then and read them all the time.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have the reclamation plan from Believe Freetown LLC. Who do we have here?
Christmas.
You're the only one?
My clients would be here this evening.
And the client. You're one of the owners?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have your name?
Dwight Hill.
Dwight Hill.
Chairman, members of the board, my name is Christopher Berry. I'm one of the principal members of Berry Surveying and Engineering, representing Believe Freetown LLC and Granite Hill Materials here this evening. We stood before this board a while back looking to discuss a concept for development on this particular piece of property, which is off of 27 here in Candia, right at the Raymond Town line, actually part of the existing operation. Resides in the town of Candia, and the board politely asked us to put together a reclamation plan for the property to basically start over on the site prior to conceiving of any development potential for the site. We're very aware that this piece of property has a long history to it. The prior landowners had some long history to them, and I think you heard testimony the last time we were here that we are not them. The current landowners are not those people, and we want to basically start anew with the town. We've put together a reclamation plan to move forward so that we can clean the site up, and then as time progresses and that reclamation takes place, we would come back to the town at some further point for potential development design on the project site. So if you'd like, I would take you, maybe just take 5-10 minutes of your time, bring you through the plan set that we've prepared for you, bring you through the permitting process that we're going to undertake, and then I'll try and answer any questions that you might have.
Good.
So since the last time we met, we've gone out, we've done a complete existing condition survey of the site. That can be found within the plan set. We've done a complete perimeter of the site, and the last time we were here, it was important for your code enforcement officer to know where the town line was between Raymond and Candia so that he knew which activities were taking place in which town. This survey has accomplished this. We've gone out, we found multiple town bounds, we've survey located them, and then struck the line in between them. In addition to that, we've surveyed the piece of property that they own in, two pieces of property that they own in Raymond, and then the two pieces of discussion here in Candia. So the existing conditions on the site, I think if anybody has Google Earth or even drives by the site, you have a pretty good idea of what I'm talking about. Most of the site looks like the face of the moon. And so that's why we're here tonight, to clean up a lot of what the site looks like. Some of the natural features that we need to design around, there's a large wetland at the front of the site, and so some buffering needs to take place to that. Your town ordinance has some buffering that's required, and luckily there's an existing tote road or old haul road that runs through the middle of the property that pretty much skirts right along the edge of that wetland buffer. So we're able to, within minor reason, stay outside the 50-foot setback to that wetland area. There's a natural wetland that drains down through the site and then connects over to this wetland. At some point, 25 years, the wetland permit was gained to gain access over that wetland, and reinstallation of a modern culvert in that area was installed. And then at some point, one of the prior landowners basically came up into the backside of the property and started mining material out of the center of the property, and from the records that I've read, was probably doing that improperly. And so, again, this is something that we are taking over and we're trying to clean up with the town. And so I think that was done in an effort, there's sort of a canyon that was created back here, that was done in an effort to, as much as possible, hide the excavating material and the excavation process that was taking place there. There's a larger wetland up on top of the slope here, and again, we're not proposing any disturbance within that wetland area or within 50 feet of that wetland area. There are three, actually technically four, small man-made wetlands at the bottom of the pit. Those have now turned themselves into jurisdictional wetland areas. They're simply over-excavated areas that have not have no drainage to them, and so they've now formed the plant life that's required for jurisdictional wetlands. We do have an application ready to submit to DES for the actual wetland permit as part of the reclamation plan to grade through those wetland areas. But all of the actual natural wetlands on site currently not proposed to be disturbed in any way. We've hired Jack Hayes, who's a wetland scientist, but also, excuse me, a soil scientist. He delineated the wetlands on site, but he's also delineated all the soil groupings for us. It sounded like at least one of you had at least opened the binder we provided to you. And as you'll see in there, we group each one of the soils on site for drainage class. We have had a pre-application meeting with alteration of terrain.
Yeah, I got a question about that. You keep referencing applications that you have in. Are you waiting to see that we accept this plan before those applications are submitted, or
the wetlands permit application? Yes, we are waiting for that. Okay. Very reason. The alteration of terrain package, we did not wait. We
right.
submitted that.
I saw that part where
because that permit takes probably the longest amount
Correct.
Of time. And the longest amount of review, because they go through with a fine-tooth comb and review all of the engineering that we've provided
right.
to you. So we have supplied that to DES so that we're in what I call their queue for review.
Right. So what I have read in there so far, it appears that they're pretty much supportive of what you're proposing.
Yes. Yeah. So we've had a pre-application meeting with alteration of terrain. This piece of property is a little tricky because this, what we're calling the western portion of the property, this is actually a pre-existing pit. I know it as the Midway Pit. I think there's actually an even more historical name to it than that. And this is actually a pre-existing pit of record with NHDES. The rest of it was an unpermitted excavation. And so what DES asked us to do was look at, from a drainage standpoint, look at what would the property look like if nobody had touched it as of today. And then we run our stormwater analysis on that type of cover type. So to make sure that all of the natural soils are still there, make sure that all of the trees are still there. And so that gives us a baseline for the amount of stormwater that used to come off or historically came off the project site and down into the wetland. Then what they asked us to do in that pre-application meeting was then, just like in a development situation, you run your stormwater analysis and your stormwater numbers based on an excavated site, a smooth site, no vegetation or no trees, you know, grass, furrow type vegetation. As you'll see in our application package, we've installed or proposing to install detention facilities to hold that stormwater back and meter the flow out at a treated rate prior to entering back into the wetland systems there. So we'll just skip right to the sort of the meat of the application. We do have, like I said, we had Jack do the soils on site. He produced the site-specific soils map so that we could do all of those existing conditions drainage analysis. So this is the overview grading plan. So the current operation, again, resides in Raymond. Materials, mostly concrete, demolition materials, brick, things of that nature, are brought to Raymond. They're run through a crusher. They remove the metal from the product. Typically, NHDOT-type gravels or structural fill materials are made from those recycled materials, and then they're exported off from site. What we're proposing to do is, as you enter that area, you can see there's a very steep slope at the rear of that existing site in Raymond. As you come up the tote road and around into the pit and the old Midway pit, you'll see vertical ledge faces, you'll see boulders amiss, you'll see pits and mounds that are pretty dangerous, slopes that are inverted, if not well in excess of proper management for slope. And so what we're looking to do is essentially take all of those features away, smooth and grade the existing pit floor, and then lay the slope back to a safer 1.5 to 1, 2 to 1, and sometimes 3 to 1 side slope. So we're taking a slope that looks like this, and we're basically laying it back like this, so it's a much safer slope. And that's typical reclamation for something that has such large rock faces. The actual floor itself would eventually then be loamed and seeded and allowed to naturalize for vegetative growth to take over in the future. And these detention facilities would be installed first or as part of that reclamation process takes place, and so that all the stormwater from those areas would be directed to those stormwater cells, again, for treatment and then metering flow back into the wetland areas. And then the remainder of the plan set is a large amount of detail in how that's actually going to operate, how these stormwater features are going to be built, the operation of how the actual material will be removed from site, and all of the sediment and erosion control devices that would be required to make sure that the site is clean and is in working order with the alteration of terrain standards, but also the EPA's NPDES Phase 2 standards.
You talk about removing material from the site. What does that entail?
So there will be the front portion of this will need to be blasted. That material is then brought over to the existing Raymond side of the project where it would be crushed. There may be a mobile crusher that's placed inside the pit floor here, and then that material is then removed from site.
This same project was the subject of a request for a variance about 2012, I think, where they wanted to put a quarry in there. Mm-hmm. Is this essentially the same proposal now, only it's being presented as a reclamation plan? Can you estimate how many cubic yards of rock you plan to excavate there in order to maintain get to those 2 to 1 side slopes?
Sure. We have not estimated the amount of material to be brought out of here. The difference between a full quarry and basically fixing the mess that's there is you would see this entire full quarry design would have removed all of this entire area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're only proposing currently to go to basically work in the area that's already been disturbed and clean up that area.
Mm-hmm.
And we had discussed at the prior select board's meeting that we attended that would require that some material be removed from site.
Can you estimate the volume?
Yeah, we've generally looked at it. It's going to be between 300,000 and 400,000 cubic yards.
300,000 and 400,000 cubic yards.
Yeah, but a lot of that is simply cleaning up these pitted areas here, where just large boulders have been left. Cleaning up this face in particular, because as you drive in here, this whole face is down 30, 40, in some places, 45 feet vertically. So that whole area needs to be basically removed and then smoothed out to the front of the project site.
So is the intention here to get a permit for a quarry operation so that you can crush and haul out 300,000 or 400,000 cubic yards?
Well, no, the intention
material?
The intention was to come back with a reclamation plan. That's okay. What we were asked to come back with.
Right.
To do that, yes, we have to remove material from the site.
Yeah.
Okay. If we wanted to turn this entire site into a quarry, you would see that drawn currently.
Yeah. Now, how much material are you going to have to truck in order to reclaim, you know, to loam and seed this thing?
I don't know that I've run a quantity on loam, but there is no loam material on site, so they will have to bring in loam material and stockpile it and reclaim as they go.
Yep.
I mean, I could do a quick calculation for you if you'd like.
Yeah.
It's essentially 4 inches of loam over this entire surface area that you see here.
I guess the issue that the board probably has is that the material that's being generated on that site, I think the intent was all that material be used for the reclamation and not be trucked off the site for any type of profit or offsetting cost.
There's really no use for that volume of rock on a reclamation project.
Hey, see, then we're kind of going against our ordinance that says you can't have an operation like that in a residential area. Now, it can't be disguised as just a reclamation plan if you lug a material off that's been somewhat processed on the site and then taken off the site for whatever purpose, whether it's for swapping material or selling it outright or whatever. We don't have the authority to allow that type of operation to exist.
So reclamation comes in two forms. It comes in the management of the site and the slopes, but it also comes in the revegetation. We have to manage the site and the slopes first and lay those down to a safe level. And then we can bring loam in and seed it.
Understand. Yes. But you're still asking to take 400,000 yards of material off of that. And I'm sure you're not just going to dump it in a hole someplace. It's going to be
processed material to be sold.
Right.
And is the intent to do that, which then allows you the financial resources to finish the reclamation? Is that the argument or no?
No, these go hand in hand. The material needs to be removed so that the site can be reclaimed. So it's not a financial, we have to do one and then the other. As you smooth and grade, you have to lay loam down. That's the point. So this whole site isn't going to be opened up.
Yeah, because you do have a certain amount of days or a time period to stabilize the area that you've reclaimed.
That's
I understand.
Right.
I've read that in there too. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I don't understand the economics of this thing. You guys paid $1.4 million for this site in 2016 for 70 acres. The town valued it at $6,000 an acre in 2016, and you paid over $20,000 an acre. So obviously you saw some value there in something beyond the land itself. And obviously it was in the rock, the 300,000 or 400,000 yards of rock that you want to quarry and crush and haul out of there.
It's actually the development potential of the site. And when we came before this board to discuss future development of the site, we were told to come back with a reclamation plan first.
Right.
So that's why we're here.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, the problem we're having, though, is material being processed and then hauled off.
Right.
Because now we're sanctioning a quarry operation in a residential area.
Right.
Disguised under a reclamation plan.
So as part of the prior select board's meeting, we specifically talked about how rock was going to have to be removed from site.
Right, but there was no decision with that.
No,
I was
understand.
There. Yeah.
But I mean...
But that was one of the concerns that the board had, even after that meeting.
Okay, so I thought everybody understood that material would have to be removed for reclamation.
So normally a proposal like this would, all the abutters adjacent to this thing, and there's probably 24 of them, mm-hmm. would be present in a room here tonight to hear what the proposal is. Mm-hmm. But since you're coming in here with a discuss a reclamation plan, none of those abutters are aware of what the potential is for that site right there. 73 acres right in the middle of the residential district in Candia with maybe 25 or 30 abutters. They're going to be listening to the drilling and blasting that's going to go on there for a couple of years. I'm pretty sure they'd be interested in what we're talking about tonight.
And we're happy to go through public hearing and public notice. We were just, to be perfectly frank, we were told by this board, come back with a reclamation plan. So here we are. If we have additional steps that we have to undertake, then that's okay with us.
No, I think this is a great, they did a great job. You guys have done a good job. That's the only sticking point, I think, that I have personally.
What's your time frame for something like that?
We actually haven't discussed it. We want to make sure that we get through state, federal, and obviously local permitting first, and then they can put the wheels in motion to actually undertake the project.
Because, I mean, the butters, you know, how long are you going to talk about blasting and all this? I mean, that's going to be a big factor for them. That's what the problem was before, too.
Right.
Well, so what I'd like to see our Stantec, or the town's consulting engineer, review these plans and give us some kind of an to review the quality of your work and then tell us how many yards of material they're going to be hauling out of there and how many yards of material you're going to have to haul back in order to loam and seed this thing so we get an idea how much traffic we're going to generate. And then the second part of that, I think this ought to go to the zoning board for a variance for this kind of an operation.
I mean, don't get us wrong. We're in favor of the proposal to reclaim this and straighten the mess out. And we understand that you didn't create the mess, but...
So with all due respect, why would we be to fix a problem that we all agree exists on site today, why would we need to go to the planning or the zoning board for something like that?
Well,
I mean, I understand that an excavation operation is not permitted in the residential zone.
Right, so you didn't vary it.
I do understand.
And that's basically what's going to take place, even though you're trying to reclaim the whole site. If the material wasn't going, none of the material was going to leave the site, I would say, this is awesome. Let's get it done.
Excuse me.
Your name?
Dwight Hill. So you're talking about the potential of profit of in the sale of the material and that. You're taking into account, I mean, we have a, you know, as Chris described, the property looks like the side of the moon.
I understand.
You know?
Yeah.
So we want to, I mean, we have 100-foot faces. Yeah, you know the property. I don't have to explain to you, but, you know, when you take out 200,000-300,000 yards of stone to make it appropriate, look right, or whatever, essentially we are trying to get to a point of redevelopment on this property, no question about it. That's why we bought it, you know, to make money. But when you... The stone, yes, will be, trucked off or sold or whatever the case may be. To the money involved with building retention areas and culverts and lumen and hydroseeding, I mean, you need tens of thousands of yards of lumen and everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stone will be used in order to help fix the property and bring it back so we can get it to the next stage, you know. So,
sure.
I'm just afraid that we don't have the authority to okay that part of it. That's my fear.
I agree. By accepting this reclamation...
I mean, it sounds great. And personally, if it all plays out this way, awesome. Nice job, you know. And I understand trying to get rid of some material to offset some of your other costs. Makes sense. But I don't know if we have the authority to approve that.
To do mining, boring again.
Correct. I mean, the reclamation plan, yes. If the material wasn't leaving... I don't think there'd be a problem.
And then our planning board would have jurisdiction over the excavation, the removal of the material under the earth excavation ordinance in Candia. So you got a couple more boards to see.
I stand before boards 4 nights a week.
Okay, so you get the drill.
That does not scare me one iota.
Okay, go.
I just want to give the board a little bit of history. We filed for a conceptual design review with the planning board, and we were immediately remanded to you.
Correct.
Okay.
So this time, I thought I'd start with you.
All right.
Well, that's how it was left back in 2017, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. No, you've done everything right that way. Yeah.
So, in the meantime, can we refer this to our consultant, to Stantec, and have him...
Yeah, because I think too, I don't know if he'd weigh in on it or not, but maybe he would weigh in on it and say, Yeah, this is a good idea, allowing them to remove this material so they can bring in the proper material that's needed later on. Yeah. And that would carry a little more, I think, weight for me than just us saying, yeah, go ahead, have at it.
And give us some volume estimates still, Nick, and that's easy enough, I would think.
Yeah, we can provide volume estimates, that's no problem.
Okay.
So how do we kick that process off?
We've got this, and we can send this over to Stantec and ask them to, don't sit on it too long, if you get on it as soon as you could, because I'm sure you guys want to keep this ball rolling. So do we.
Who's the engineer that you work with at Stantec?
Brian.
Ruoff,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you got to settle the zoning issue.
Right.
I'm sure you're going to start to, you want to work these things in parallel with each other, you know, go to Stantec, and you might want to decide how you're going to get around that zoning problem you have in Canada with having this kind of operation in the residential district.
So, the zoning, what would the board expect to see from a reclamation plan of this size and magnitude that would not require what you're saying is zoning relief?
Everything on that lot you changed or modified, whatever, was used on that lot to reclaim it. So nothing moved that off that site.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
I know, that probably doesn't make financial sense.
It's not even financial sense. You can't move a mountain and...
Well, in your case, you're dealing with rock. Most cases, it's dirt involved.
But yeah.
There is not. Right. That's already been robbed from the property.
Right. Yeah. I understand this is unique. I mean, you can only push so much rock around there and still have something when you're done.
Right, yeah.
I'm kind of new to this, though, as far as... So, you know, we want to redevelop still a residential area. So that goes on all the time, doesn't it? I don't know, like, why we can't go from your end of it to get it reclaimed to go to the next step. You know, without going to...
Again, unfortunately, I think you guys end up owning a lot of the bad history there. Whether you want to own it or not, there's still a lot of bad history there. So we're going to be walking very careful. A lot of times, a lot of promises were made on the past owners, and it did not happen. I know he wants to chime in.
Well, you know,
don't bring up the blocks, please.
Yeah, no.
Name?
Bill Scott. Look, guys, you know, we've stood here a few times, and we've done a lot of right.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
To keep talking about the history, I think is for us. It's just we've spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
We've done everything that everybody's asked us to do.
Yeah.
We've showed up when we needed to show up, cleaned up when we needed to clean up, and we've followed this process as well as we possibly can, based on the feedback that you all have given us.
Mm-hmm.
So, when it comes to reclaiming, he makes a great point. You can't come in here and say, hey, bring plans, show reclamation, and then, and now we're going to get pushed out to somebody else after we were told to come here, which makes me believe maybe. Did we start in the right, should we have come here, or should we have gone to planning?
No, they would have still wanted to see a reclamation plan, I'm sure. No, I think so far you're right. It's just that one area that's a stickler for me.
Right.
And that's that stuff. And I understand the logic behind it, that it's impossible. But
we're trying really hard to say, okay, hey, we're going to go in, we're going to be great neighbors, we've already been great neighbors to everybody, and... we're going to continue to be, and we're going to take all of that into account, and we're going to do it the right way, and we've done it the right way for a number of years now. As far as the economics of it, it was something that it was a foreclosure. It wasn't something,
right.
It was something we ended up with. So to say it was purchased, trust me, It wasn't purchased.
It was purchased with your own money.
It was foreclosed on. Right. Fortunately for everybody in this room in the town of Candia, they should be thankful that we, good people, ended up with the property and want to do something positive with it, redevelop it, and do it the way that we're explaining here. So, look, all I can say is I stood up because it keeps dragging us down, the history of it. We need to move on from it because we've done a lot of right, and that's important for you guys to know, right?
But you have to look at it from the people who live in that residential district, whose property values are protected by our own zoning ordinance, and who have a 73-acre quarry in their backyard there, that has some impact on their lives too.
Hey, listen. Knock on their doors and ask them about the day they had a cookout with Bill Scott, and they'll tell you all about it because I sat with 10 of them, 12 of them all along Island Pond Road and Bean Island Road or whatever it is 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. So I did what was necessary to say this is our plan 3 or 4 or 5 years out. What do you all think? Well, is it going to be beneficial for the town? Yeah, it's going to be beneficial to whatever we decide to do. How do you feel about that? I've done that.
Sure.
I had a cookout.
A big party?
We cook burgers and hot dogs. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay.
Well, might serve you well if it comes at the zoning hearings, too. You know, because these are the same people that are going to get notice to come to your variance request. And they're going to, you may have bought yourself a lot of goodwill right there, too.
Earlier this winter, when a couple trees fell on one of our neighbors' lawn, they came knocking on our door. We were there that afternoon, cleaned it all up, repaired their fence, everything else, because we had a tree sitting off in the woods that fell out. You know, they're sending us Christmas cards. They appreciate us.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah, no, I mean, we are good neighbors, and that's what we want to be.
Sure.
You know, so.
So how can we proceed to expedite it for these people?
So, I mean, if you're going to force us to the zoning board, I mean, if this board is in favor of this plan, we'd like your support at the zoning board. We don't, we don't want to go to the zoning board only to be remanded back here, or go to the planning board only to be remanded back here. And we'd like your support in this. And, I think these gentlemen have showed over the years and proven that, they do want to do something with this property, and they do want to do it in the proper format, and they do
I
want to respect
no
your...
I would have no problem going, because I do believe that they've got an excellent reclamation plan. That's the only stickler for me. And if we can go to the zoning board with a public hearing and the neighborhood shows up, I have no problem supporting the reclamation plan and asking the ZBA to endorse that so they can...
And that gets you over the biggest hurdle you're looking at right here, is the fact that this is right in the middle of the residential district. And if that zoning board will grant a variance, then you guys are good to go. And that's really the right way of doing it in this town, too. Because it's really, as Brian pointed out, we don't have the authority to approve this reclamation plan, and then you guys go in there and haul out 400,000 yards of material. People are going to say, hey, isn't this a rock quarry?
That's one of the first things people have been asking, right?
Yeah.
And the other end of it is the time frame. You'd said, what type of time frame for reclamation. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to want to know that.
Correct.
And that's, it's all that whole package at that point. And Santec looking at this.
I didn't hear your last statement.
Pardon?
I didn't hear your last statement before Santec.
Oh, just that the, what did I say?
Time frame?
Pardon?
The time frame?
Yeah, the time frame.
You're
looking at what, a couple of years or a year or what?
We haven't really mapped it out and discussed it yet, but I would anticipate a couple of years anyway.
But see, the residents in that area, that's something they're going to want to
know.
Because that was, I'm sort of new, but I heard, that blasting irritated all the residents around. And,
2 years is a long time to keep your eye on the prize, and say, at the end, it's going to be great, It might be easy for us to say that, but we don't live right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you earlier made reference to the fact that you can access the Candia property through Raymond?
Yes, that's the major route.
Yeah, there's a road hollow to go through.
I would stress that at the zoning board, that you're not going to be going out of the island.
Yeah, there's no reason to come out onto island.
Right.
That's a big deal right there.
Mm-hmm.
You could be trucking that stuff right out through Raymond. And you're permitted in Raymond for
yes.
that?
So they need to...
Yeah, go to the land use office.
Land use office, apply for an evidence.
Apply for a variance.
And can you let them know that the board has endorsed them to go that route?
Yeah.
And that we would...
Yeah, we'll tell Dave.
And that we'll try to attend?
Sure. Okay. And then you'll get, we're going to go to Stantec.
We'll drop this off at Stantec in the meantime, and so hopefully they'll...
They'll send a letter of engagement with a cost. We'll put some money in escrow.
Okay.
We know the shuffle.
Thank you. I hate to see you put more money in these plans.
I know, but...
Because you've got a ton of it in there now, but we have to have our...
This is, well, from what I've read so far and looked at, it's a good job.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
And we all want to see this...
All right, thanks, guys.
Improvement.
They put to bed. Believe it.
So apparently that rock meets the state spec for construction material. I mean, it's pretty big material in there. I guess that's what this is.
We'd still have to have it looked at and tested, right?
Yeah. Good. Once it's crushed, it goes through a sieve.
I see.
Good. I hope it was helpful.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Yep.
Thank you.
Next item is
yeah, we're gonna come up with a
town elections. I plan to be there all day.
Okay. All right, so we're gonna go from 6 a.m.
Now, based on, was it you, Boyd, that checked into that? And based on what we got from a reply back, it was just as confusing as it was before we went into it.
Yep.
And it pretty much came down to,
Whatever we felt like.
If we just go and we're there, all of us are there, we're covered.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rather than argue if it's the proper election, will we have to do that or not?
Well, why don't we just do it like we did last time? You know, at least two of us there at a time. Maybe not necessarily all of us.
Well, I mean, everybody should make an attempt, I believe.
Sure.
And I plan to be there all day.
But see, it's a 13-hour day.
I know.
That's a long day.
I know.
All right. So you want to say...
It was actually a 14-hour day last election.
Well, it could be longer.
It was 6 to 8.
With all the
time we get out of
articles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it could be later.
That's
right.
Why don't we just shorten it, go from 6 to 7
a.m.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want to do? Each one of us make an effort to be there as much as we can during the day?
Yeah.
Just
like I say, I'm going to be there all day, so
okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, go to lunch, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they have lunch there for
so
us.
So that's on the March 10th, right?
Correct.
March 10th.
Okay.
It's just around the corner, huh?
Okay. So we'll just... You want to? Should we make time commitments now, or are we just gonna just kind of go?
You guys can. I've made mine from start to finish. So,
how about you?
Is it on the town? A lot of people at 6 in the morning.
They can be.
Oh yeah.
I think it can be that whole rush to work.
Yeah, it's busier in the morning than in the evening.
I'll be at 6.
Okay.
And might get away. You know, sometime during the day or what have you.
Okay. That's fine.
I'll be there at 6 and we'll...
Okay.
All right.
And
then...
You got the coffee? Who's bringing the coffee?
The people.
The Historical Society. Is
yeah, they...
Breakfast, too.
Yeah.
If you want it, I mean, breakfast. Mm. Donuts and stuff.
Donuts, yeah.
All right.
You're going to go for those donuts, right?
Yeah, right. But not those in there.
I know.
Get some real donuts.
Okay. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Authorize
the payments. That's something Boyd's
doing.
Let me
do that. Okay, payroll for the week ending February 20th was $16,452.76. For the week ending February 27th, it was $15,171.73. Payables for February 20th were $42,058.09. The following week, February 27th, the payables were $78,919.63 for a combined total of payables and payroll for the two-week period, $152,602.21. I move the disbursements to be authorized and approved as read.
I second that.
No in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed. Calendar, meet the candidates night, Tuesday, March 3rd, 6:30 at the Smith Public Library. All candidates are welcome. The event is open to the public and moderated by Rick Mitchell.
Okay.
Do we have any contested? I don't even know if we have any contested.
Trustee of the trust funds, I think, is the only
contested one.
Right.
Cemetery trustees, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
That one is still, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pretty hot race there.
Why, Carlton and somebody else?
Yeah, I think there's three people running, I believe.
For selectmen?
No.
No.
No, for.
Cemetery trust.
Trustee, oh yeah, Carlton for that, yeah, right.
Carlton, Sharon DeWitt and.
She only signed up because nobody else did sign up.
And somebody else. There's three though.
Okay.
Oh.
Didn't Sharon publicly say she's not interested in it? The only reason she signed up was because no one else had signed up.
So she doesn't want the job now, or?
Who's that?
I think that's.
Who's that?
Sharon DeWitt.
So it's not contested.
But I don't think, it was too, her name's on the ballot.
Right, so.
So, I mean.
She'll have to stand out there with a sign, don't vote.
Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Reverse.
Just say no, just say no.
Just say no, not me.
Next selectmen's meeting is March 9th.
Okay.
Town elections is March 10th, 6 to 7. So we gotta get out of there by midnight.
Nah, we'll be out there before then, as long as we don't have.
Candy, are you the CIA location? That works good.
Okay. Did your daughter have something for me?
I just wanted to let the board know that Old Home Day will be Saturday, August 22nd this year. It's the fourth Saturday in August, from 11 to 4.
Okay.
Nice.
Is that close?
What is your name?
Is that close to last year's date? Yeah, same.
It's the same weekend, but good. There's a extra weekend this year.
Oh.
Ooh,
that's good.
Hannah
Miller.
Hannah,
extra weekend. Hannah Lewis Miller, Dennis's daughter. Can't you tell?
Yes, I can.
Great.
You know, I only had one little thing for Dennis. I just wanted to, you did finally pick those signs up from the state, right?
Yeah, I did. I got them. Just haven't had the chance to get them up.
If the
I
weather.
Got them, I don't know, a week.
Spring is here.
Now that, you got the horse one too? Got them all good. So where did
the post.
Where'd you think we were going to put it? Right at the town line or from Island Road? Because I think the person
that's the select board decision.
Well, what do you think would be the best? Right at the Raymond Candy line on Critchett Road? And then down at the.
I think the traffic's going to miss it there. I think you probably ought to have three on that road, in my opinion.
But you only got two, right?
90% of the traffic. If you look at traffic counts, I think there's only 60, not even 60 cars a day come up the Raymond end.
Right. It's mostly Island to Critchett that way?
Right.
So.
Guess it's up to you.
What do you got? You got two or three?
I think I got six because I had a.
Of the Haas one?
I've got them for Crowley Road, Courier Road, and Critchett Road. Right. So I got two for each road.
Because I have contacted that lady.
I mean,
3 weeks
easy
ago.
For me to get another one of those because I don't even have to go through the state sign shop
okay.
for that. So,
what?
I'd say you should have three on Critchett.
Okay. Is that all right? Yeah.
Sure. What, the horse?
Yeah, the horse one.
Because there's actually more horses
right.
on the
yeah, right.
Island Road than
yeah.
town line than
right.
from Island Road.
Well, that's what I was thinking when I first thought about where you should put them, but you're right. There'd be more traffic from the
if
island.
If you put it down there, I mean, most people aren't going to see it.
Okay. So you'll get them up.
I'll get one more.
Okay.
Put that up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And the other ones you're going to work on when weather allows, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But I got 20 posts, so I've got enough posts for the additional
perfect.
One anyway.
Perfect. Anything else, you guys?
Oh.
Anybody in the public? Public, speak up. Did we drive them out of here?
No.
So was this practice for a 3-member board? What was
wow, look at that, under an hour.
Look at that.
This is a trial run.
Yeah, yeah. Trial run.
You going to write the letter to DOT for the mirror?
Yeah, I'll work with
okay.
Linda and
okay.
we'll try to get something
okay.
get out there
yeah.
as soon as possible.
And that's been an issue for 20 some odd years that I've been road agent. Intersection.
And Dennis mm-hmm. is going to give you the address for public service. We'll write them and ask for permission.
Dean's got that.
Dean, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
for who we need to talk to there.
All right.
Is that telephone or public service when you ask for permission?
I don't know. We looked at telephone. The polls, and they were public service polls. So
well, they set those, but typically telephone sets them in Candia.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, the poll is marked who owns it.
Right.
Oh, right. So I guess you got to look and see. I mean,
all right.
If it's public service, I don't think, Eversource, I don't think there'll be an issue with
right.
something on it. I don't know about telephone.
And I don't think telephone, because they don't climb anymore either. I don't think.
They don't even take
that. I don't think they got
down.
Two guys that ever yeah. climbed there anymore. Everything's out of the bucket.
The young ones don't know how to climb.
No.
And if they don't have an objection, we'll just put up a mirror ourselves then, right? If the state won't do it, we'll go online.
Well, it depends on, I mean, we wouldn't be able to put it in their right of way if the state doesn't allow us.
Correct.
We can see where the right of way
is. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Work with that. So.
No, we'll ask them initially if they can do it, and if they can't do it, if they wouldn't mind us paying to put it up.
I mean, we have no problem buying the mirror and putting it up. We just got to figure out
where
and what we're putting it up.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
I can swing by and look at that pole and see if it's telephone.
Okay.
All right.
Because when we ever have a pole that's broken or anything or wire down, it's always the top, because they have both, you know.
Right.
It'll be the top number on there.
Okay.
You know, PSNH pole number, on top, you know. And if it's, well, now they're all AT&T because they're so old, I think it'll say
right,
AT&T.
Right, it would be consolidated over
there.
Yeah,
don't say that on there. That's
just no, it don't.
We don't have any of that.
No. Good. Anything else, you guys? Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Move to adjourn.
You all set with that?
Yeah.
Second it.
All in favor?
All right.